All right, we've got 45 minutes to the closing bell. We have to talk about what's going on with COVID-19 because we're watching the number of infections among teenagers and children skyrocket nationwide. And with more on this, let's bring in Anjali Kamlani, because the CDC is still upping its game when it's talking about what all of us can do to protect youngsters. Bring us up to speed.
That's right. We're getting a lot of information in the past few hours here from the federal government, all geared towards protecting more Americans. First of all, the Surgeon General coming out with a warning to protect children. We've seen ICU numbers, especially in the pediatric ward, skyrocket in the last several weeks, and really concerns about that, the hospitalizations and the rising death toll of kids, some attributing it to in-person in schools, while others saying it is just a result of the virus spreading as naturally as possible through the unvaccinated population, which unfortunately includes the entire under 12 population of the country. Meanwhile, we also know that the White House is weighing the idea of reducing the need for an additional dose. Again, the debate about whether it's a booster or not, but reducing that to 5 months after the first course rather than the previous six, which was based on data, and the previous eight, which was the initial announcement. So a lot going on there, and maybe we do hear something sometime soon. And we know that the advisory committee for the CDC is also set to meet soon to talk about boosters. So waiting to hear more about that. Back to you.